It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's a price to pay to win a championship. How we practice is how we're going to play. It's time. It's time all these distractions in, and we start getting to work and start doing it the right way.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over, and Elam, I believe, touchdown Auburn. Well, that was sure second effort by Bo Jackson. He just got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody knew what was coming. Alabama knew what was coming. Bo Jackson just on sheer effort got it in.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn. Oh, my goodness.
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac. Go crazy. Touchdown.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Have fun doing it. Play hard, you play smart, you have fun. That's how you play the game. You communicate on the field. You take care of each other.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle, breaks a tackle at the 40, stays on his feet, 35, 30, 25, 20. Peterson, the one man to beat at the 5. He is in! Touchdown, Auburn! Flash that smile, Cam.
Byron waits for the snap into place. There it is. The kick is up. The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19!
You come into our house, you got no chance. You got no chance. And we start and we play like that from start to finish. And you're going to know you played us. You're the most physical team every time we play at home.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. From the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, across from USA. Here's your host, Doug Holton.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome in to the show. Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night at the Voodoo Wing Company. As always, we invite you to come out and join us here and enjoy the great food, the wings, the cold beverages, the atmosphere. It is a great sports, a great football atmosphere, and we are looking forward to a big weekend for Auburn football as the number two Georgia Bulldogs come to Jordan-Hare Stadium. Should be a great ball game. Looking forward to a big one after what a special game last week at the end at LSU, breaking the streak since 1999, and the Tigers look to continue that this week. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We'll be joined by a former Auburn Tiger who hails from the state of Georgia. Former linebacker Dontarius Thomas joins us to talk about the Georgia game, as well as his teammate during that same time period, former quarterback for the Auburn Tigers, Jason Campbell. We had a lot of fun with those two and hope that you will have the same experience and get their perspective as we head into this giant ball game at Jordan-Hare Stadium. We'll also have the Horizon Financial Halftime Report coming up as we visit with Coach Chuck Anderson and reminisce about some of the great Auburn-Georgia games in history. Right now, let's hear from the hero last week, the SEC co-offensive player of the week, Bo Nix, talking about heading into this ball game and looking forward to playing a big SEC game at home in Jordan-Hare Stadium.
But it's really fun just to have a game like this, a rivalry game in Jordan-Hare Stadium. I remember the first year when we played Georgia. There in the second half, it got super loud, and then obviously the Alabama game was one of the loudest. And so I think that Auburn definitely compares and faces, goes up against those other teams, the kind of the traditional historical ones that are known for being loud. I think Auburn's right there with them. I think it'll be interesting to see how Auburn shows up for this one. I think that it's important, obviously, for a home field advantage. And just when a team like Georgia, who's had great success and who's really good, and they're going to come in very well prepared, very well coached, and I think a home field advantage like Auburn would mean a lot for us as players. And I just think it could have a huge impact on our team and maybe the outcome of the game. And so just for Auburn fans to show up, it'd be much appreciated, and just being as loud as they can. Obviously, it provides that home field advantage, and I know from a quarterback standpoint how tough it can be communicating on the road. And so I think that if we can just do our part and just make their quarterback just confused and kind of disrupted, I think that'd be huge for us.
It's time now for the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. Brought to you by Old Time Feed and Fairhope. Taking care of our friends never goes out of style.
Well, you don't have to ask what the drive of the week was last week. 94 yards in the fourth quarter as Auburn takes down LSU in the first SEC game of the season.
Knicks quarterback draw. He's across the 15 and dives out to the 19-yard line in an Auburn first down.
Just what I talked about. You got to get him involved in running the ball. 11 yards on a quarterback draw for a first down.
Short drop. Now looking. Wants to flush. He looks and he throws it upfield. Oh, Bigsby had it and lost it. It would have been a first down at the 30-yard line. From the gun, Knicks. Short drop. He wants to run it to the LSU boundary and ribbon out of bounds. At the 24-yard line, he gets 5 yards. Nix, here comes the blitz. He gets it off to Shivers. Shivers to the corner. First down up the sideline. He gets out to the 34. Hunter, the tailback. They go left side. Open up the left side. Down the sideline. 35-30. 25 and out of bounds. Auburn's in field goal range. Jarquez Hunter down the Auburn boundary. On the option. He's in trouble. He wants to throw it. And he threw it. It's to the fence. To the field,
it's a pass,
and it was dropped. Well, it never got to the defender. LSU had a defender going the other way. Nix from the gun, hands off. No, he's going to throw it. Throws to the sideline, and it is complete. Complete to Xavier Capers. Nix drops, throws. It's complete to Shivers. He's to the 15. Cuts inside to the 10. He's down to a first down. Just inside the 10-yard line. Hunter, the tailback. The pitch to Jarquez. Gets to the corner. Jarquez on his feet. He dives to the end zone. And he's shy of the end zone by about a yard. Pro eye. Hunter behind Fromm. Hand off Jarquez. Head down. He's in. Touchdown, Auburn! Jarquez Hunter from 1 yard out, and the Tigers have the lead with 3:11 to go in the fourth quarter.
And the true freshman from Philadelphia, Mississippi, gives Auburn its first lead of the night.
Hi, friends. Cecil Christenberry here, proud sponsor of the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. I want to personally invite you to Old Time Feed here in Fairhope for all your feed and garden supply needs. We've been here now for 33 years serving you, and I want to thank you for that. So whether it's seed for your fall garden or an orchid for mom, stop on in and we'll take great care of you. That's Old Time Feed and Garden Supply in Fairhope.
All right, Cecil, thanks very much. And that was quite a drive of the week last week for the Auburn Tigers as they top LSU in Baton Rouge for the first time since 1999. Come on out and join us tonight. We are at the Voodoo Wing Company here on Old Shell Road as we get you ready for Auburn and Georgia coming up this weekend, the 2:30 game on CBS. It should be exciting, as I mentioned before. A little later on, we'll be chatting with Jason Campbell, former Auburn quarterback, and Ontarius Thomas, former Auburn linebacker. Those two playing together in the early 2000s on the what should have been a championship team in 2004, and they'll be joining us in the next segment. What a show at Toomer's Corner tonight also, with a tip-off at Toomer's for the Auburn basketball team. If you ever want somebody to fill some time for you or talk for you, I was listening to Bruce Pearl on the way in, and he would be the guy. It's going to be an exciting year for the Auburn basketball team also, with the newcomers like Walker Kessler, who we mentioned was going to be out with a concussion for maybe a couple of days or so, and also Jabari Smith, one of the top players in the country, if not the top player in the country coming in. When we come back, more football, though. Auburn and Georgia coming up this weekend. We will talk to Jason Campbell and Dontarius Thomas on the way back. You're listening to Tiger Talk Overtime. Stay with us right here.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Sale Road and Doug Holton.
Show Tiger Talk Overtime. We are here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Come on out and join us again. A big crowd here tonight on a Thursday night as we talk Auburn football. Auburn and Georgia coming up this weekend. I forgot earlier, we want to mention also, don't forget, if you're heading to the game this weekend, the Voodoo Wing Company in Auburn on College Street. Stop there on the way in, get all your tailgating needs for the game at lunchtime, and a 2:30 game, so after the game as well. They have the big trays of 100, 200, whatever you need. As I mentioned before we went to break, we did have a chance to talk earlier in the week on WarEagleTV.com to Dontarius Thomas, former Auburn linebacker and former Auburn quarterback Jason Campbell. Let's listen into a little bit of that interview right now. All right, guys, the oldest rivalry in the Deep South coming up this weekend in Auburn at Jordan-Hare Stadium against the Georgia Bulldogs, ranked number 2. And the game this year, in the middle of the season as opposed to the end of the season, how do you guys like that? The Dogs ranked number 2. Will that help Auburn this year or hurt?
I'll let Jason Campbell take it.
I tell you what, this time of the year, for me, I'm still trying to get used to Auburn and Georgia in early October. You know, I'm so used to this game being when the weather is kind of cold, it's chilly, all the leaves are off the trees, and you know, it's getting close to Thanksgiving time, and, you know, it's just – and this game counts so much towards the end of the year as far as who's going to go and represent the West and the East in the SEC championship. And now that this game is moved all the way up to early October, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like, hey, here we go. Like, it's in your face before you know it. And with Georgia being ranked number 2 and Auburn coming off a big win at LSU, it makes the game – really more pivotal this week because of that. Say, because Auburn didn't win that game last week, would this game be as hyped as it would have been as it is right now? And I don't think so. So, you know, everyone wants to see, okay, Bo Nitz, he was benched 1 week, played good last week. How's he going to respond this week against a really good defense? And then how is our defense going to respond to Georgia's? You know, their offense doesn't scare me. I think our defense can hold them. And I think their defense is probably the best in the nation right now. Let's just face it. But I think, you know, us having them in our backyard, we typically do really well against high-ranked teams in our backyard.
I agree with Jason Campbell. You know, it could be a good thing and also can be a bad thing. Good thing about playing them later in the season, you kind of can have the time to work out all your kinks. You know, you get your players in there, and you get your system really, you know, formidable and solid and set up in a situation such as playing them later in the season. Because, I mean, let's be facing, like, this is a new system for a lot of the players, new coaching staff. So they still, I mean, you can see on the defensive side, we still busting coverages, making mental errors. And, you know, as the season go on, you can continue, you can kind of correct those situations. But on the good side is, you know, you're more healthier, you know, in the beginning of the season, because you're not as beat up. You know, playing in the SEC schedule, you get one of the things that we always talked about, you know, that you just get beat up. It's the schedule is so grueling. So, you know, you have healthier bodies. And also, too, they're kind of still working on getting their things situated. You know, you don't know what their quarterback situation is going to be. Is he going to come in? How is he going to react when he do come in and play against us? And back on the also, like Jason Campbell said, is their offense don't necessarily scare me, but their defense is one of the top, and I feel is the best in college right now. So they give their offense a lot of opportunities to get the ball by getting those three and out and getting turnovers. So our defense, what we have to do is do the same thing. We have to put ourselves in a situation keeping their offense off the field, getting turnovers, and just giving us as many chances as possible to attack that defense and kind of wear them down. So I feel like this is going to be a defensive game, and whoever showed up, and you know, is going to be the team that, you know, I can feel that will move on. Hopefully Bo Nix continue to play well. That bench kind of, I think benching him last week kind of put, you know, lit a fire up under him, and, you know, he came out, he played really solid in the LSU game, and we'll see if he continue, because LSU, let's face it, LSU defense is not like Georgia defense. So he's about to come against some real tough situations coming up, and I just want to see how he handled it and move forward. Mm-hmm.
Don Terrence, we were talking a little bit before he came on about recruiting visits with Jason, but I was looking at Perry, Georgia last night, maybe a little closer to Auburn than it is to Athens. But take me back a little bit. And this rivalry has so many implications, recruiting and whatever. Why did you decide to come to Auburn instead of Georgia or wherever else?
Well, the honest truth is I wasn't highly recruited. Georgia didn't recruit me. They came kind of in the picture later on once I committed to Auburn with my cousin. I have a cousin that played at Georgia, Jermaine Phillips, you know, and him and I grew up. So, but once my name got into the system, the portal or whatever, that me committing to Auburn, that's when they kind of came back around. And so for me, I've always had that grudge against Georgia every time when I face them. I still don't really care for Georgia. So, but that's the honest answer why I didn't go to Georgia and why any other colleges didn't.
Yeah. And you guys both brought up the Georgia offense, and they've got two quarterbacks. Daniels doesn't really seem like he's going to be healthy to me this weekend. Bennett played last weekend. Jason, how does that make it tough to prepare for those two different guys, or do you just kind of prepare for Bennett, or what do you think?
Well, for me, I would just prepare for Bennett. The reason I say that is JT Daniels coming off a lac injury. Anytime you have a lac injury, you know, playing a position, like, that's not a comfortable injury. And the fact that he couldn't throw in pregame last week, that, you know, he's not ready, because that, you know what I'm talking about, that was 4 days ago. And you got a game coming up within 3 days. So if you're talking about taking punishment and getting hit as you're trying to throw a ball. So I don't see JT Daniels being ready for this game. And even at the same time, if he does try to play, I don't think it'll be a long stretch. I just think Bennett is the guy they're going to go with. And I think Bennett has been playing really well. I think, you know, he learned so much from last season, and now having this defense, yes, he hadn't had to play from behind in any game just yet. But at the same time, I think him being more mobile than JT Daniels adds a bigger threat. So if I'm Auburn, I'd rather play JT Daniels than play against JT Daniels than Bennett because of that reason. But I just think you just roll with the guy that you know that's healthy. This is a big game. I just think if they do all of a sudden put JT Daniels in there, I don't think from a scheme-wise things change. So it's not like you have to change everything schematically. I just think from a standpoint, if Bennett's is in there, you also got to have a spy linebacker on third downs where he can run for first downs and stuff. So you have to make sure you have someone that's keeping keys on him. So, you know, I'm not afraid of their receiving core. It's kind of like Auburn receiving core, where they're still trying to develop. They're still trying to find 3 to 4 key guys that they can, especially trying to find a number one guy. I don't think they have a clear number one guy right now, but I do think their passing game is a little bit ahead of ours. You look at last week, most of our big pass plays came off Bo just trying to make some heroic plays. It wasn't no rhythm plays and no rhythm passes, you know, where the ball is in his hand and it's out of his hand and he's making reads and ball come out his own time. You don't see any of that. And that can bite you when the season gets long, because you can't make a living off just having to scramble around and trying to make plays on your own.
And you certainly can't. Bo Nix was able to do that last week, but maybe won't be able to do that quite as much this week. The Auburn Tigers perhaps are going to have a tough time running against that Georgia front seven. We'll see how that works out, but certainly the offensive line has to protect a little bit better and give Bo Nix some time, and the receiving core has to do their job. Hudson, Demetrius Robertson, those guys are going to have to make an impact, as well as the tight ends this weekend for the Auburn Tigers to have a chance. And John Samuel Schenker, we should mention, was the Mackey tight end of the week this week, the first Auburn tight end ever to get that honor. And so congratulations there. And, of course, Fromm with a big touchdown from Bo Nix in Baton Rouge last weekend. It's a 2:30 ball game this week, CBS, Auburn, and Georgia. And we're going to hear more of that interview with Jason Campbell and Dontarius Thomas coming up in just a short bit as we continue along here on Tiger Talk Overtime. If you want to chime in, our phone number 343-0106 on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line. And, of course, tip-off at Toomer's is going on as we speak. The Auburn basketball team showing off a bit with a three-point contest and the dunk contest tonight, as well as the women's basketball team on hand. Bruce Pearl with his guys on the court, and it should be a very exciting season for the Auburn basketball team. We will continue in just a minute here on Tiger Talk Overtime. We'll have the Horizon Financial Halftime Report for you, and we're going to talk a little bit with Coach Chuck Anderson, who is a longtime coach in the Mobile and Baldwin County area. Everybody, most people know who Chuck is. We'll talk to him about some of the priorities for the Auburn Tigers coming up this weekend in the game against Georgia. And a lot of people excited about the ball game. And also we'll talk about some of the historic moments in this rivalry, the oldest rivalry in the Deep South. We'll talk more Auburn, Georgia, more basketball, and much more coming up on Tiger Talk Overtime in just a minute. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
And welcome back to the show, everyone. We are here live at the Voodoo Wing Company off Old Shell Road in Mobile, right across from the South Alabama campus. Slide on in tonight and join us for some great wings and a cold beverage and always plenty of sports on the TV here at the Voodoo Wing Company. And if you're heading to the game this weekend, a great location for you in Auburn on College Street. Pick up all your tailgating needs at the Voodoo Wing Company. Right now, it's time for the Horizon Financial Halftime Report, brought to you by Horizon Financial. Connect with us and experience the Horizon difference. Joining us now on the show, Coach Chuck Anderson to talk some Auburn football. And, Coach, always good to have you with us. And War Eagle, going to be a big week in Auburn and Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Appreciate it, Doug, and War Eagle. And it's going to be an interesting weekend, guarantee you.
We were just talking about last week a little bit to polish that off, an awfully big win in Baton Rouge, the first time since 99. And Bo Nix, quite a turnaround there from Georgia State to LSU.
Well, it was, and kudos to the coaches for having a good plan and allowing him to do the things he does well. But the thing that I kept harping back on to my wife and the people around me were how hard he plays for Auburn, how committed he is to playing for Auburn, and how he sells his soul for Auburn and giving us a chance to win. And, you know, we all get frustrated with him sometimes, but goodness gracious, there's nobody on that football team that plays any harder for Auburn than Bo Nix does.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. And Coach Harsin talks about his preparation and, you know, what a good guy he is. And, of course, his dad played for Auburn. But talk about the Auburn offense a little bit going into Saturday. I guess we both had a chance to watch Georgia and Arkansas over the weekend, and the Dogs are pretty stacked on defense. How do we get through that front seven? And obviously it's going to be tough to outman them, but we have to outsmart them somehow.
Well, the best chance we've got, I think, is if the bus doesn't show up from Georgia with the defensive side on it. Georgia's really good. They've got great athletes. They've got a great scheme, and gosh, they play hard. Auburn's coaches are going to do a good job trying to put us in position to win. The question is, can our kids execute? I think Auburn's committed to going to the tight end, committed to throwing to the running backs. That's their way that they're going to be able to move the ball down the field. And, unless we have a wide receiver or two that step up, Auburn's going to be stuck to throwing to tight ends and running backs. And they had success at LSU doing that, and I hope they'll have success against Georgia doing that.
Yeah. We were talking about some of the big players in the LSU game that will have to shine again this weekend. And you mentioned Bo Nix, of course. That's an obvious one. And another one is Sean Shivers. Not a lot of people thought about him before the ball game, but some awfully big catches on third down to keep those drives going.
Yeah, he Shivers did a great job, and I thought he was the key to the ball game. There were some third down plays that he made some people miss. And the ESPN commentators made several comments about that Saturday night about how Shivers was a difference in the ball game, and the little swing passes. It's just a glorified sweep and getting the ball to him out in space and allowing him to make people miss. He's got great speed. He's got great strength. He can run through people, and he can make people miss. So I think that's going to continue to be what Auburn has to do. We had Tank Bigsby in some of those pass routes, and he made some good catches and some good runs after the catch. So between our tight ends and our running backs, we're going to have to continue to do that.
Yeah, Tank Bigsby, do you think he's 100% healthy? Coach Harsin said he was the other day, Monday, at the press conference. What do you think?
Well, when you got an All-American candidate, when you got a five-star running back in there, everybody – on the defensive side of the football team's looking at him. They're focusing on him. So I don't know that he's hurt or if the defense is just focused on him so hard that they're doing a good job of containing him. I you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing him. If they're playing him, they think he can play. And he made some good runs the other night. We just played a pretty good defensive football team, and they concentrated on stopping him, and they did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, and Jarquez is playing really well. I just read something a few minutes ago that he was the number one rated running back in the country right now.
Well, he's the only running back in the country that is averaging double digits in per rush. He's right. Averaging over 10 yards per attempt, and that's pretty strong. I mean, gosh, you really got to like his effort. You really got to like his strength. You got to like what he brings to Auburn. And Auburn's got three good running backs right now. I think you play with anybody.
Is there a chance we could open some holes early for those guys, or do we have to go pass first Saturday, do you think?
If I was coaching, I'd try to get COVID this weekend just because I think Georgia's that good. But I think Auburn's going to try to do some things up front to give themselves a chance to run the football. They're going to have to run the ball some. They're going to have to do it in some different ways. I don't think we can just line up and run it right at Georgia. I think we're going to have to use some formations. I think we're going to have to use some motion. I think we're going to have to use some misdirection. I think there's going to be some things we're going to have to do a little bit different. But I've got full confidence that Mike Bobo and Coach Harsin will get that ready, and we'll be ready to play.
We'll be right back after this from Horizon Financial. I want to take a minute to tell you about Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, a company built on knowledge, personal service, and integrity. Henry Hardy has over 32 years in financial services. Henry Hardy is a SmartVestor pro utilizing Dave Ramsey's investing principles, and that tells me a lot. If you're looking for wealth management, retirement planning, call Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, 251-625-2220, located across from the Eastern Shore Center at 1 Timber Way, Suite 100 in Daphne, Alabama. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, SPF, member FINRA, SIPC. Working with an advisor who subscribes to the SmartVestor Pro Network cannot guarantee investment success or that financial goals will be achieved. Advisors pay a fee to belong to the SmartVestor Pro program. Dave Ramsey and the Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro program are not affiliated with Sage Point Financial Incorporated and are not sponsored or endorsed by Sage Point Financial Incorporated. I know, Chuck, we talked last time we visited, I think, about the Auburn crowd and how it was going to be different in 2021 than we've seen in a year or so. I was listening to Iku Leota, who played a good game last week, I thought. He was talking about the crowd and how great it had been so far. And he's, of course, a transfer from Northwestern. He hadn't really seen an SEC crowd yet, but I think he's going to see one Saturday night.
Well, I sure hope so, and I think everybody needs to get there early and be loud. We're going to need all the help we can get that enthusiasm and will motivate the team and maybe carry us through the early part of the game, because Georgia gets up on people quick. And if Auburn can hang in there through the first quarter, then, you know, we could build on that momentum and hopefully have a chance by the end of the ball game. So I think you're right. I think he has not seen the best Auburn crowd yet. I don't think Coach Harsin's seen the best Auburn crowd yet. And I think we'll see it on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I know you've been to a lot of these Auburn games in general and Auburn-Georgia games. Do two or three of them stick out in your memory that you think about once in a while?
Yeah, obviously everybody's favorite, the Prayer and Jordan Hare and how that ball game ended. And, you know, everybody forgets Georgia came back and Georgia had a chance to win the game at the end. And, you know, we made a big play on right there at the end of the ball game. And I can't remember where it was, D Ford or who the defensive end was that made the big hit on the Georgia quarterback. But that kind of, you know, on a fourth down situation, the ball fluttered up in the air and Auburn hung on and won. And, you know, that was a big game. And then, you know, 2 years ago, Bo Nix did a great job and Auburn just beat the fool out of Georgia. And just Coach Miles Allen shouldn't have said we beat the dog crap out of them, because it didn't bode well for us a couple of weeks later in the SEC championship.
My memory of, I think it was 1982, when Lionel James had that 87-yard run at Jordan-Hare Stadium, I think against Georgia, and that at the time was the loudest I'd ever seen Jordan-Hare Stadium. So that was a big one also. But, Coach, I know it's going to be a tough game for Auburn to win. Give me your perspective from a coach's perspective. What should the fans look for Saturday afternoon? And Auburn, if Auburn has a chance to win, what do they have to do?
First of all, we can't let Georgia get off to a fast start. That's what they've done. That's what they did against Arkansas. And Arkansas was playing from behind. And when you let Georgia just tee off and come after your passer, that doesn't give you much of a chance to win. So defensively, we're going to have to play well early on. I thought Coach Mason did a good job the other night making some adjustments after that first drive. Kind of frustrated Johnson, the quarterback from LSU, and you know, we don't know who's going to play quarterback for Georgia, but Auburn's got to be ready to bring it defensively to stop the onslaught early on of Georgia and not let them get off to a quick start. Auburn's got to play smart. I don't think Coach Harsin's playing scared. I think he's playing to win, and I think he'll do that this Saturday. We'll do whatever he'll do, whatever he's got to do to give Auburn a chance to win the ball game. And I think it's going to be interesting. I think our players are ready. I think they're excited about having the opportunity to play in a game like this. And I know the Auburn fans are ready to get out and support their team.
And I expect you'll see a full house at Jordan-Hare Stadium Saturday afternoon at 2:30 as the Tigers take on the Georgia Bulldogs. I want to thank Chuck for being with us this week on the Horizon Financial Halftime Report. And always thank Henry Hardy for his continued support of the show as well. Go by and see him at Horizon Financial in Daphne, right by Timber Creek. We're going to talk more Auburn football, more Auburn and Georgia, and a little more basketball if you'd like to, as we're watching the tip-off at Toomer's now. Tonight the basketball team is premiering in downtown Auburn. We'll talk more about that. We'll hear more from Jason Campbell and Dontarius Thomas about the Auburn defense when we come back on Tiger Talk Overtime. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
All right, a great time out here at the Voodoo Wing Company tonight on Old Shell Road. And don't forget, Saturday. Come by and watch the game. Have some wings. Have your favorite beverage. And also the Voodoo Wing Company in Auburn on College Street. Get your tailgating needs taken care of right there. Some great wings. Enjoying the garlic pepper tonight. We want to get back to that interview with Jason Campbell and Dontarius Thomas earlier this week, yesterday on WarEagleTV.com. And we pick it up with Dontarius talking about that improving Auburn defense. Dontarius, the other thing that sticks out to me about Georgia State and LSU last week is the defense kept getting better as the game went on and obviously made adjustments for the second half. That impresses me about the Auburn defensive coaching staff with limited players that we have with injuries and what have you. That's got to be a good sign going forward.
Yes, I mean, that's a great sign, but I go back to the Georgia State game. I mean, if you look at the first half, who was missing? We had a key guy that was out, the linebacker, Pompo, and the other one, I forget his name right
now. McClain.
Kobe, yeah.
McClain. Yes, so they was out. And then when they came back second half, Georgia State could not do anything. So that shows the importance of having key leaders in that defensive huddle and making those play calls. And being the guy who at the forefront. So we know right now, based on that game, who's the leader of the defense. And it's definitely in that linebacker core. And then they carried that momentum not only from the second half of Georgia State, but carried on to LSU, where they kept putting pressure, kept getting giving the offense a chance to get on the field. And that's what they're going to have to do this week. That's why I say it's going to come down to which defense is going to want it. Because Georgia has an offense that, you know, it's not too complicated, but it allows you to get plays. And if we can get the pressure and put pressure on their quarterbacks, especially if it's JT Daniels, get a good solid lick on him, rattle him a little bit, force him into errant throws, we can find ourselves getting picks and turnovers and putting our offense in good field position and therefore allow us to score more. Mm-hmm. But it comes down to our linebacker play. I mean, Georgia has great linebackers. That shows to be the leader of their defense. And Auburn's going to have the same. I mean, we're going to also have to have more out of our D-line. Our D-line is going to have to get back in the backfield and keep that pressure on the quarterback to make him scramble. I know we talked about Bennett is more of a scrambling guy. But, you know, and to Jason's point, you know, when you have a guy, you take a guy out of coverage and have to spy him. But we got to know that we got to stay in our lanes. Don't just rush to be rushing and not being to have a mind and set of like, okay, we got to contain him where he likes to. What do we like to struggle to when he get in a pressure situation? Is he a guy that likes to go out to roll out to the right? Do he like to escape to the left? And that's things that, you know, coaches should tell the players, and players should come on the field knowing like, okay, if I rush this way, I'm expecting him to roll this way, so we can kind of keep him contained. So we don't have to have that spy guy to drop off in coverage, and we can keep him back there where he can sit back and add to the defensive coverage scheme.
Yeah, and we had a couple of guys that were out last week for the LSU game up front. Wooden and Hall, I thought, played outstanding. And the new guy, Eko Leota from Northwestern, I thought he played a great ball game. And probably is going to have a bigger influence as we go through this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week, guys were big and are going to be big this week. And hopefully, like you said, they continue to progress and move forward. But go ahead, Jay. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just saying, last week we were missing Walker and Moultrie. And this week, you know, I'm hearing we're supposed to get Walker back, but we're still unsure with Moultrie because of compliance issues. So, you know, I guess we can't depend too much on that because that can take weeks. So, you know, definitely getting Walker back helps a lot. And I'll just say from a defensive standpoint, it seemed like we make really good adjustments at halftime. Derrick Mason does a really good job of adjusting at halftime. And the guys always say, like, he doesn't change the scheme. He just have them where they just do things better. And I think when you can make guys think less and play harder, you know, that's always keys to success. But my X factor in this game is going to be Smoke Monday. The reason I say that, Smoke is a guy, he likes to get his hands on the balls. He can make plays, but sometimes he gets lost in coverage, as DT was saying. And, you know, if he can get to the point where his coverage skills can be like his coming up and hitting skills, then he could be really, really good back there for us and really make some problems happen. And what we can't do, though, is do what we did last week, is we had a blitz. We blitzed both linebackers, and LSU's backed up on their 10-yard line, and they hit a slant to Butte for, like, 60 yards. You know, you got to understand, if you're going to blitz like that, then the corner can't be so far off. A corner has to know, like, okay, this ball is probably going to come out quick if we're blitzing more than they can block. So let me move up and challenge the guy a little bit more instead of giving him free range, just from Curry did last week to Butte. Like, you can't do those type of things. And like DT was saying, create a short field for our offense this week. And I think this is where Carson can help us, because there may be 5 field goals he have to kick more than 40 yards this week. And we're going to need every last one of them. You know, it's just the way it is. Like, you got to know going into the game, like, okay, this is great red zone defense. Like, you know, they are what their records say they are. They are what their numbers say they are. So you have to respect that and understand, like, if you make it to the red zone and you right outside of you 35, 40 yard line, you may have to just say, hey, this is worth sending Carson out there and getting 3, because this just may be that type of game. So, you know, we'll see what happens come Saturday.
Yeah. And talking about key players, the guy I think about, you mentioned Smoke. I think about Demetrius Robertson this week, a Georgia guy that transferred. It's a big game for him. You think he can come up big for Auburn this weekend? Will they try to target him, Jason?
I say this, like, we got to stop playing so many different receivers. You know, I've said that, you know, the last 2 weeks, we got to find 3 to 4 guys that you can depend on and that you can rely on, because that way you create a rhythm with your quarterback. You know, we're heading to week 5 and week 6. So you need to be honing in on who's your guys. And I think Demetrius need to be in a rotation, because he's a guy that has exceptional speed. He's a guy that can, we can use him on some deep overs, and we can get him over top of the defense. And him and Javaris Johnson, both of those guys are fast. And when you have an aggressive defense like Georgia, you're going to get some shots early in the game, because they're going to be amped up. And you got to be ready to hit them, though. Like, you can't put them out there and you miss them, because they're going to go back and correct whatever they need to correct, and you won't get that opportunity again because they're that sound on defense. So, no, Demetrius can be big for us, especially against a defense like this where you hit him on some crossing routes and you're just trying to get him within the offense. And I think Hudson has got to come up big this week.
And the thoughts of Jason Campbell and Dontarius Thomas, two former Auburn stars, still Auburn stars, who are with us on WarEagleTV.com this week. Should be a great ball game this weekend. Hopefully the Tigers can survive the first half and get to where they were last week at LSU. I thought those 2 points that they made, the offense, the receivers, really the entire offense, but the receiving core and Bo Nix, they have to be on this weekend, because I'm not sure Auburn can out-muscle Georgia up front. They're going to have to outsmart them and use every receiver and every different look that they can use on offense to get first downs and at least flip the field with the kicking game and play some defense. The Auburn defense has to come up big again. Again, they're going to have a tough time up front, I think, but maybe a better shot than the offensive line. But as they mentioned also, they can't give up that big play like we did against Penn State to Dotson and to Butte last weekend at LSU and in Baton Rouge. Those were some key plays early in the ball game. Auburn has to get off to that fast start if they are to come away victorious at Jordan-Hare Saturday afternoon. Again, it's a 2:30 kick on CBS. You can catch the game right here on FM Talk 106.5 with a pregame starting at 11:30 in the morning, so be sure and join us for that. Want to thank all of our sponsors tonight, including Wes Williams, the chief at Will 2, is in the house tonight here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Also want to thank Michael Dagley and all his crew here at the Voodoo Wing Company for all their hospitality and sponsorship. And again, if you're heading to the Plains this weekend, don't forget, when you get off on College Street, right there, almost where the Supper Club used to be, that is where the Voodoo Wing Company is. When you're driving in town, make sure you get all your tailgating needs with 100 wings, 200 wings, and call ahead. Let them know what you need, and they will take care of you in Auburn or here in Mobile or in Tuscaloosa if you're heading that way at the Voodoo Wing Company. Auburn and Georgia coming up this weekend. It couldn't get much bigger than this ball game. It should be a packed house. It should be an exciting atmosphere on the Plains for the Dogs and the Tigers this weekend. Want to thank you for being with us. Again, thank our guests tonight, Chuck Anderson, also Jason Campbell and Dontarius Thomas. We will see you again next week right here on Tiger Talk Overtime as we head toward the Arkansas Razorbacks, hopefully with a 2-0 record in the SEC. Until then, Doug Holton, so long, everybody. War Eagle.